Richard Abneg came in enraged about eagles. He liked to come in enraged about something. Hadn't I read the front page of the Metro section? The answer was no. Richard found this incredible. My neglect of the headlines was practically as egregious as the birds themselves. Richard nearly slammed down his bottle of wine. Rioja in a paper sack. He always arrived with one in tow. Perkis tossed the relevant section of the newspaper into my lap and resumed rolling a joint to welcome and soothe Richard, to whatever extent he could be soothed. Richard jabbed his finger at a newsprint photograph so my attention wouldn't wander. A pair of enormous birds perched on the massive lintel of a pre-war building's entranceway, each with a beak-borne branch. Between them stood the object of their efforts, a conical structure of twigs and leaves. The headline read, "Homecoming of Mating Pair Rewards 78th Street Faithful." "Okay," I said. "Not okay," said Richard, poking harder at the newspaper on my knee. "That's my fucking window." "You live there?" I asked, trying to catch up. "My headboard's against that wall," he said, "right above the scratching, whining, gobbling fiends themselves. They don't sound like you'd think eagles should sound, Chase. They sound like vampires. Vampires at a buffet of dying rodents." "Well, if it's your window," I said, "can't you have the nest removed?" "You really live in a cloud, don't you?" he said. Perkis had done tonguing the new joint's glue, and he handed the result to Richard. "So," he said, "about 6 weeks ago, Richard opened his window and pushed the whole mess into the street. The eagles went into mourning, started wheeling around crying, and all the TV news stations picked it up. The eagles flew off to Central Park, I guess. It seemed like it was going to blow over, but then the other apartments got together and held a press conference, saying they loved the eagles, that the lone pusher didn't speak for the building's wishes. Richard got hung out to dry. That's what they called him, the lone pusher." Richard carried the story forward from there. "The president of the co-op board didn't give my name," he said, "mercifully, but I've had to creep in and out of the building for weeks. The Post published a telephoto picture of me in my Fruit of the Looms. Now the feathered monsters are beginning again with the nest, and everybody's so thrilled. I'm totally stuck. There's this bored old television star on the 8th floor. She's made the Eagles her whole raison d'etre." "What television star?" I asked. I had an odd feeling I knew. "You know," Richard said. He slurped air around the joint's tip and waved his hand. "What's her goddamn name?" "Sandra Saunders Epling," supplied Perkis. "She was married to Senator Epling for a while. She was the one who spoke at the press conference." "Sandra Saunders played my mom on Martyr and Pesty," I said. I felt, as I often do at those rare times I actually choose to speak of my child stardom, as if I was boring my listeners with information too familiar to mention, and yet also evoking a distant pocket realm no living human could imagine. In either case, the result felt as though I were being humored. Possibly I did live on a cloud. "Right, that's the one," said Richard, uninterested in anything but his nest. He seized the newspaper section from me now. "These days, she's a kind of fundamentalist, vegetarian, eagle advocate. It's horrendous luck for me she doesn't have a real career to keep her busy. My whole building's brimming with mediocrities and has-beens." "The whole island's brimming with them," said Perkis, agreeably. "Yes," said Richard, "but your bedroom isn't full of the smell of moldering underbrush and the death screams of squirrels and pigeons and sewer rats."